Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
From the soul of Brooklyn, you're listening to The Face Radio.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Girl About Town on The Face Radio. I'm DJ Nico from Toronto, Canada, and you can hear this program every month on the first Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So for the first episode, I will present an hour of music dedicated to Curtis Mayfield, and it's actually covers from various artists and ranging from reggae to R&B to soul to funk. Let's start with this little mod jazz groover.
Thank you.
That track is called Before Six, and it was performed by Larry Frazier, and that was from 1962. And that particular track was co-written by Larry Frazier and Curtis Mayfield. So yeah, Curtis Lee Mayfield was born on June 3rd, 1942 in Chicago, Illinois. So he started at a very young age taking interest in singing and performing in the church, in the gospel church in Chicago where he grew up, and took to the guitar. So he joined a group that was already formed and became the Impressions when he was involved in the band. And that started in and around 1957. And the Impressions perform and last through till 1970, recording music, and Curtis was already starting to produce and write, of course, a lot of music early on in his career. He was also able to start his own record labels. So Curtdom in 1968 was one of his labels. He also had one with his last name, Mayfield, which was part of the Windy Sea record label, which was released or distributed by Cameo Parkway. So yeah, doing some research to put together this show, I learned so much about the amount of music that Curtis wrote and produced, and the amount of covers there are of his music. He's just so well loved as a songwriter, and even just how he approached music and sang the harmonies in the tracks, and how the songs were crafted also had a huge influence on many artists, one of them being Bob Marley. So I'm going to do a set of reggae artists and music that are covers of Curtis Mayfield's and the Impressions songs. Before I get deeply into the music, I just wanted to acknowledge the land in which I'm broadcasting from today. This land has for thousands of years been the traditional land of the Huron-Wendat, the Seneca, and most recently the Mississaugas of the Credit River. Today, this meeting place is still home to many Indigenous people from Turtle Island, which is the name for North America. I'm so very grateful that I have this opportunity to work on this land and to have the privilege to be able to do creative things and enjoy the wonderful land that I am part of and the community that I am part of here in Toronto.
Together, oh, we must love. Oh, be a long, long winter for me.
For me.
A long, long winter, you see.
You see.
That girl is gone from me. Left my heart in me.
I found, I wanna go, I did.
in that set of reggae covers, we heard Close Together, performed by Junior Mervin and the Upsetter Review, and that was recorded in 1977. The original was done by The Impressions in 1961. So in between there, we hear the clips of Gypsy Woman, which was the original Impressions song that became this medley for the Junior Mervin version of it. After that, we've heard I've Been Trying by the Heptones from 1972. The original track was performed by Jerry Butler and, of course, written by Curtis Mayfield in 1964. We followed with Long, Long Winter by Bob Marley and the Wailers from 1970. And the original was performed by The Impressions in 1964. And we finished up with Soulful Love by Pat Kelly from 1971. And again, another Impressions song from 1969. It's so interesting to hear these covers because you can definitely hear the influence of Curtis Mayfield's vocal stylings on those songs and the harmonies. Just quite incredible to know that these were covers and hearing the originals and almost hearing Curtis's voice in the stylings of how these artists have covered the songs. So amazing how many reggae artists actually covered Impression songs or Curtis Mayfield tracks. Let's move on to something a little funkier. This is Baby Huey and the Babysitters.
Up there having fears.
So that was Baby Huey and the Babysitters with the track Hard Times from 1971. And that track was written specifically for Baby Huey by Curtis Mayfield, of course. And same thing with this track, Don't Change Your Love by the Five Stair Steps and QB Burke from 1968. Just so interesting how some of the more 60, like late 60s into the early 70s and onwards, Curtis was writing a lot of music for other people rather than for himself. But yeah, at that time, a lot of his work was also for films. So yeah, very interesting how the sound of the music was changing and the music he was writing was being done for specific things like writing for films. And it was also interesting, the first track that I played in the show, The Before Six by Larry Fraser, it's a very cinematic sounding track too, but that was happening in the early 60s, but it wasn't until the early 70s that Curtis was writing for films. So yeah, interesting to delve in and listen and start to see and hear patterns of and shifts in his work. So yeah, for this next set, it's going to be more garagey kind of sounding and kind of British R&B covers of Curtis Mayfield written songs. So some of these tracks, two out of the three were written for Major Lance. So yeah, let's give them a listen.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. All of the crowd was his head lowest down. He's just marm and the made no sense. He'll just go. Mm-hmm.
first dance that the people knew.
I don't know how it started.
All I know is when that beep in the field,
it's hard to get started.
And then the music begins to play. Let your backbone flip.
Let your backbone flip.
Come on, move your feet.
Move your feet.
Get on the beat.
Get on the beat.
Baby, are you ready? This dance that the people do,
I don't know how it started.
All I know is when the beat brings feel,
it's hard to get parted.
And then the music begins to play.
The Youngsters were a band from Brazil, and they covered the Major Lance track, which was originally released in 1963 by Major Lance, and they did that cover in 1964. So, yeah, pretty interesting to hear these sort of garagey Brazilian young artists covering Major Lance in that track. So following was I'm the One Who Loves You by the Paramounts, and that was released in 1964, and the original track was written for Jerry Butler, and that was released in 1962. And we finished up with Georgie Fame and his version of The Monkey Time, another Major Lance track from 1963, and his version was released in 64. I do love the Rhodes keyboard in that Paramounts cover of I'm the One Who Loves You. That's, yeah, I really dig that one. That was a fantastic, fantastic cover. So yeah, we're going to move into another set of soul, more just the slower ballady kind of soul tunes that Curtis wrote and was written for other artists, or they were originally impressions tunes. So I will list all of that once we're done with this set. So you're listening to Girl About Town on The Face Radio, and I'm DJ Nico.
Won't complain, so very cold she keeps to herself. the music. Everybody, let's dance and listen to the music.
Thank you. so proud of you, yeah. Compliments to you from the people we meet, and I'm so proud, I'm so proud. Believe me, I love you. I'm so proud.
Started that set with Got a Right to Cry by Otis Leavell from 1963. Following was Everybody Let's Dance by Gene Chandler from 1965. Then was He Will Break Your Heart by Jerry Butler. And that particular track was from 1960, and it was written by Calvin Carter, Jerry Butler, and Curtis Mayfield. So three writers on that particular track. Then we heard Tommy James and the Shondells doing their version of I'm So Proud, which was originally released by The Impressions in 1964, and that cover was from 1966. And then we followed up with Little Young Lover by The Impressions from 1962. I thought I would just throw in an actual song performed by one of Curtis Mayfield's bands. So that's been one of my favorites right now. I actually picked up the Major Lance version of Little Young Lover, and it's fantastic. But hearing The Impressions version with a slightly different kind of shuffle going on in that version is great to hear as well. And yeah, I found this great website that actually goes through various songwriters and artists and lists all the covers. And I just cannot believe the amount of covers of Impressions and Curtis Mayfield written songs there are, like anywhere from like one artist that released it to hundreds doing their versions of particular songs. So yeah, another amazing thing when I was putting this show together, I had a whole bunch of artists, a bunch more songs, like literally 2 hours worth of music. And it was just too much to put and to select only a few for the 1 hour program. So I'm actually going to do a part two. And I featured only male vocal artists for this first part one, this first parter, and my first The Face Radio episode of my radio show, Girl About Town. So part two will be featured in March. And as part of International Women's Month, I will continue with Curtis Mayfield covers of songs by women artists. So that's my part two. So I really enjoyed putting this particular program together. So thank you so much to Curtis for bringing me on board to The Face Radio. So Girl About Town again can be heard on the first Mondays of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find me on Instagram as DJ Nico Toronto, on Mixcloud as DJ Nico T.O., and on Twitter as well, DJ Nico T.O. So thanks so much again, DJ Nico. And yeah, I'm going to finish up with one of my favorite songs by Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up, but covered by, of course, The Jam, because I'm such a huge Jam fan. So the original track was released in 1970, and this was covered in 1982 by The Jam. Thank you again, and see you on Monday, March the 6th at 1 p.m.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.